As you just heard, many of the roads near the Texas coast are impassable, littered with debris left behind by Hurricane Ike. NPR's Ari Shapiro discovered that for himself yesterday when he drove from Houston south towards Galveston. He passed a police checkpoint and came to a stop on the interstate a few miles north of where the storm barreled ashore.
Right under the sign that says I-45 south to Galveston, there is a huge boat turned on its side, and then just trash stretching on after that for as far as I can see. Let's get out and take a look. Well, this is the reason we're not going to be able to get into Galveston by road today. There's the most random assortment of trash I've ever seen here. There are huge boards and logs. There are boats turned upside down. There's a street sign right here. A guy told us he just stepped on a rattlesnake. There's a great big blue trash can and a mailbox that says the Galveston County Daily News on it. A shiny green Christmas tree ornament. Here comes four guys with their pet dog. Hey there, will you tell me your name?
Dustin Rhodes.
Do you live around here?
Yeah, I live right here in Bayou Vista.
Are you going to try to get home today?
Oh, no, we ain't getting home today. There ain't no way. Hey, no way. We were hoping there wasn't water in there upstairs. I've heard about 5 foot of water in people's upstairs.
In the upstairs?
Upstairs.
So does that mean the downstairs is...
Oh, downstairs is gone. Downstairs is completely underwater. But washing dryers upstairs, we got a refrigerator. It's gone.
You think you might find it washed up on the interstate here?
I wouldn't be surprised. Well, shit, I'm going to catch up with my friends.
All right, yeah. Take care. Trucks are coming through on the wrong side of the freeway, towing boats behind them, presumably for rescue operations. The water is washing up onto the interstate here. A couple of cormorants are overhead trying to fly into the wind, and they're going backwards. They keep pumping their wings, and they're not making any progress. Do you mind talking to us for a second? We're with National Public Radio.
Sure.
Could you tell me your name?
Jody Berryhill. My friends live in Galveston. I was trying to get check on them. And apparently there's no way in. I've tried every way. This was the last resort.
Did you try to persuade them not to stay there?
Yeah, they were not planning on staying there if it got really bad, but it happened so quickly, you know. All of a sudden, the next morning, it's coming over the seawall, and it was too late to get out.
They're saying the storm surge was only 11 feet, not the 25 that they were expecting. Does that make you feel any better?
If it would have been 25, it'd be a lot worse. We wouldn't be standing here right now, I don't think.
Well, as it is, we're standing in the middle of an interstate.
Yeah, exactly. And this, look at this mess.
Now that Ike has passed, crews are going to start cleaning up this mess so that the people who fled Galveston before the storm can get back home. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, standing on I-45 between Houston and Galveston.